1 week in April saw more than 6,000 new coronavirus infections in U.S. prisons. State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports there are questions about whether Oklahoma's COVID-19 testing policies are capturing the true number of prisoners who have the disease.
Jonna Wolf is worried there are a lot more than the two COVID-19 cases being reported in Oklahoma's population of nearly 24,000 prisoners. Her fiancé is finishing up a 5-year prison term for convictions stemming from possession of marijuana with intent to distribute. He has less than a year left.
Right now, when I pulled up the DOC spreadsheet, right?
The Department of Corrections has a spreadsheet for COVID-19 prisoner tests. It also shows how many prisoners are quarantined as a precaution or in isolation because they're sick.
It has one person in isolation in the whole state of Oklahoma. That is impossible. You don't have to have COVID, but to have one person coughing with fever, that doesn't happen in the regular world.
The state prison agency and the health department are only testing prisoners if they meet specific standards, such as showing symptoms or coming into contact with someone who is positive. Wolf says that's not enough. Prisons are extremely vulnerable to COVID-19. These conditions have led to over 14,500 infections in prisons across the country. But most of the infections weren't reported until the last months of April. There was a spike in positive tests, largely because several states began mass testing prisoners they say showed no symptoms. Professor Lauren Brinkley Rubenstein researches incarceration's effects on health at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill's Department of Social Medicine.
So we've seen at prisons in Ohio, estimates that 88% of the population have COVID-19.
The same thing happened in North Carolina, Virginia, Tennessee, and Arkansas. Arkansas began widespread testing inside their largest prison and a community corrections center after finding positive cases. A spokesperson for the state's prison agency said they found 923 COVID-19 cases among prisoners by the end of April. The increases in these states make Professor Brinkley Rubenstein suspicious of Oklahoma's low number of positives.
I think that it's very unlikely that those are the only two cases.
When asked about determining who is tested in state prisons, Scott Crow, the director of Oklahoma Department of Corrections, said the state doesn't have an unlimited supply of tests. Brinkley Rubenstein says that's fair, but limited supplies haven't stopped states from mass testing in assisted living facilities and nursing homes. In Oklahoma, Governor Kevin Stitt's administration wants mass testing for 42,000 people in nursing homes and long-term care facilities.
Why would we say that there are other at-risk, similar type congregate living facilities that we would approach via a comprehensive testing framework, and we wouldn't put that same framework on prisons and jails? I can't answer that question without thinking about the biases that we have around the people who find themselves inside of these facilities.
Brinkley Rubenstein says not identifying coronavirus behind bars makes it easier for the virus to spread to communities surrounding prisons and overburdened hospitals.
I can't tell him to pray on this.
Jonna Wolf says she's been begging state officials for releases to protect prisoners from COVID-19, like other states are doing. The Department of Corrections doesn't have the power to release people, but it can recommend vulnerable prisoners with pre-existing health conditions for medical parole. Last week, the agency recommended 14 people. Wolf is scared of what could be coming.
If you treat people like trash and they're dispensable, they're going to act like that.
Scott Crow told State Impact the prison agency is increasing COVID-19 testing to make sure symptomatic prisoners and those scheduled for release are checked. The agency reports there have been nearly 1,000 COVID-19 tests for prisoners since May 5th. Of the two prisoners who tested positive, one recovered and the other was released. Crow said positive tests are low because the agency isn't letting prisoners move freely and is cleaning regularly. He added that discussions to expand testing are certainly on the table. The State Health Department and Governor Kevin Stitt did not answer requests for comment. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma.